Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Father Bill Hahn. Father Hahn is the Vocations Director of the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Father.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for the blessing of this day. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to strengthen and renew us through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So Father and I have been talking for the last couple of days about from Christendom to apostolic mission, pastoral strategies for an apostolic age. It's a really great book written by Monsignor James Shea, who's the president of the University of Mary, which is in North Dakota. And it's published by University of Mary Press. You can get it at Amazon and a couple other booksellers. And you know, it's become quite an influential book. Almost, you know, I think about like Sherry Waddell's Forming Intentional Disciples, or Father James Mallon's Divine Renovation. There are a series of these books that I think really shape our approach to the church in America in these age and kind of the necessary culture that we need to build. And this sort of culture that he's talking about within the church is, he kind of describes as this sort of apostolic age or apostolic era. So the church is really moved from a time, a Christendom era, where it was really the church that formed culture and was sort of the primary agent of culture, and that the culture really enabled one to practice their Christian faith or their Catholic faith. We've really moved now to kind of a secular cultural imagination, a new era, a new epoch, as Pope Francis would say, and it really requires a new approach. And so I thought today, as we continue our conversation, Father, if you could talk to us about what is this new approach, this sort of approach of an apostolic time that we need.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Sherry Waddell's book on forming intentional disciples, because that really is, that intentionality, I think, is what is the thread through much of his How We Address in an Apostolic Era. We recognize that the culture is not... we can't just go in the river and like float towards the Lord and Christianity, you know, in a Christendom culture. We're in one where we have to fight against the currents a lot of times, where we have to be aware of the currents, where they're drifting to. And so what he really, in these next couple chapters that we're discussing, he really begins to paint a picture of how the church can navigate in these new waters. And it's primarily about this intentionality. And I'm going to use the priesthood one for an example because, of course, as vocation director, this part's very dear to me. And I've sent this to all the seminarians, this book. It's he has a great section on the priesthood. And he says, for a vocation director, one thing, like before, he said you could just look and see, like, who are just, like, good moral men, and that those men would be great priests because the culture would carry them, right? He says, but now you have to look for men who have like tenacity, that are like able to battle against forces that are not supporting them. Men who will be more likely to maybe live in community in the future as priests to support one another. He said in the old culture, a Christendom culture, I should say, everything reminds the priest of who he is and of what his value is to the society. And in a secular culture, nothing reminds the priest of that. And so if the priest doesn't have an independent kind of spirit about studying who he is as a priest, the scriptures, like constantly kind of reorienting himself, then even a really good man is going to flounder within the priesthood. So, and then he does this not only with the priesthood, but he does this with married life. He does this, talks about with bishops. He talks about it with institutions like hospitals or schools. Like he said before, you know, a bishop could just kind of, you know, maybe tap the side of the hospital saying, okay, you're doing well, just kind of making your way down. But he said now, like, unless the Catholic hospital is in its mind thinking, we are followers of Jesus Christ, we are going to embrace the moral teachings that he has given to us through scripture and tradition, then even without any kind of malice, that hospital is going to drift into immoral practices. That school is going to drift into teaching heresy. Like, without a very intentional, conscious effort to keep it, this is about Jesus Christ and how do we serve him. So I think those are just, you know, some of the ways.
In general, you know, and we've kind of alluded to this, but because this, you know, it's not really that the church has collapsed. Mm-hmm. It's that the culture has changed and the church really has not yet adapted to that change. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we talk about everything that's happened in the last 50 years, you know. So, you know, the epic decrease in the sacrament and, you know, like Catholic weddings, you know, Catholic yeah. baptisms, you know, the decrease in enrollment, the decrease in numbers of religious life and numbers of priests, all these different things. Now, you know, we can blame the church and say, well, you know, whatever, they're not faithful. It's the bishop's fault. It's the priest's fault. But it really, I mean, you know, not to say that there aren't problems and weren't problems, you know. And I would say that, you know, that there is some culpability for how the secular culture unfolded, you know, that there were some things that maybe the church did not do well or right when she was in charge of the culture that precipitated secularism.
And then not, she's been very slow in the awareness of it, you know, like,
exactly.
And how she has to switch some
and
things.
So, but I think that what we can say that, you know, this, you know, everything, we can't blame this on a certain generation of priests or a certain generation of parents. Mm-hmm. It, you know, the culture just slipped by and changed. Mm-hmm. And we weren't aware or attentive. You know, it's like, I mean, you know, you cook a frog by slowly turning up the temperature, you know, like the culture gradually and sometimes a little more rapidly changed into this secular culture. And I think we weren't aware of it. And then as we kind of just went along, trudging along, you get pulled downstream by the culture.
Yeah.
And I think that was the point that you were making with like these charitable different, you know, hospitals and charities, is they still theoretically are doing what their mission always was, but now they're doing it with a new culture pushing them in a direction.
Exactly. And probably, I mean, the hospitals are probably the most aware to us because often they end up doing abortions or contraception or things that are very clear to us, like, okay, they've gone off the reservation. But we don't sometimes see it with us as priests or like families. You know, I know you probably had the same thing where you have, you know, we have parents come to us who will say, and who are older now, and they say, like, I don't understand. I put my kid in Catholic school. I brought him to Mass every Sunday. I did everything I was supposed to do. And yet they abandoned the faith. And it's, he talks in here about how the things that maybe our parents did don't work in a new culture like this, you know, mm-hmm. and that culture has been shifting over the last several decades. So it's, it's a great quote. I don't know where I have it right now, but he says something like, being a parent has always been a serious mission, but now it's a missionary endeavor. Mm-hmm. You know, like, now it's like the parent has to be just like that hospital, has to be like, I'm about Jesus Christ with my child. How do I keep preaching Jesus Christ? How do I help them encounter him? Like, because those same currents that are pulling that hospital into immoral activities or pulling that Catholic school into false teaching is also pulling families out of the stream of grace.
Yeah. It reminds me of a story from my wild youth. When I was in high school, I swam across the Scioto River. So the competition was you had to go straight across. Well, in order to get straight across, you have to swim at an angle up because you're going to get pulled back. And I think that's the point that Shay makes, is for families and parents, you got to try even harder. You've got to be even more intentional than what your parents were or your grandparents were. Or like for priests, we have to be more intentional. We have to, in a sense, you know, be more focused. I mean, I wouldn't say a sense of consumer approach, but definitely in the sense of, we got to really sell the gospel. a little more aggressively than what we had to do maybe 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Or even, I would say, 5 years ago.
And one thing I think he identifies, too, with that, you know, you're talking about with the families and then the priests is like community, like small community, like parents, you know, finding those other parents who are trying to live the faith as vibrantly. And so before, in a Christendom culture, you can depend just on the culture of that school or the culture of your parish to do that for you. But in a culture like a secular culture, you have to be much more intentional. And, you know, who am I trying to ally myself with this, with parents or priests, like community as priests, spending time together. And he talks in here about just like that's probably the future also of diocesan priest, of us more likely to be living in community, because we need to be reminded back in the rectory of who we are, because we're not getting that in the world. You know, we need to be challenging each other, because everything in the secular culture, we live a nice middle class life. It can become about comfort. It can, you know, like these things, because the people, the secular culture is not going to challenge us in these areas. So we have to intentionally challenge one another in these areas.
Another kind of final point I just wanted to make, you know, we've talked about hospitals, charitable agencies, you know, you can't, it's not just about, in fact, he talks about there's this morphing, instead of loving the poor, it's hating poverty is what the culture now tells us.
That's great.
And so we have to, we can't fall into the sort of social agenda of the cult, that, because that's not authentically Catholic for our charity. And the same with schools, too. You know, that schools have to try harder to advance the faith, to proclaim the gospel, to catechize, because there's so much against them now. Until next time, peace and all good.